are you going?
I'm listening to you chew. Say something. Not okay.
Something.
We're getting better. Hi, readers. I'm Katie.
And I'm Sarah.
And we are bookish like that. Take it away, Sarah.
Okay.
It was really simple.
Did you finish it?
I did.
I'm questioning you.
Mm-hmm. I did finish it.
I loved this book.
I did too, actually. Yeah. Surprisingly, I did too.
Yeah.
It was really, really good.
I know.
There is a part in here that made me even like, choke up a little bit.
Choke up? Yeah, like your heart was breaking for her? Is that part?
No, like it was, well, I guess kind of you breaking, but like in a mom way.
Mom way?
Yeah.
Yeah, there were a couple of things similar to that throughout it. Okay, well, we start out with Naomi. She's the main character, and she says, "This is the worst day ever." That's how we started.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
She's in Knockmount, Virginia, looking for her sister, but first, coffee.
Yes.
I was like, okay, all right. Sounds good.
Real life. That's how we roll.
So she goes into a cafe and immediately sees her face behind the counter with a sign saying, "Do not serve."
But it's not really her face.
No.
It's like a haggard.
Yeah. She's like, what?
Broken face.
Yeah. And she's never been here.
No.
So automatically we're all like, what? And she doesn't seem that concerned with it.
Well, I mean,
she's just like, whatever. I need coffee. She starts explaining to the man behind the counter that's not her. It's her twin sister, Tina.
And so if you have a twin sister, Tina, that would be on the do not disturb list, it wouldn't bother you because you'd be like, yeah, that tracks.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds reasonable.
She's like trying to convince this guy to give her coffee. Mm-hmm. He's like, no, we're not supposed to serve you. And then she shows her ID and she's like, no, I'm Naomi. And then he's like, well, look at that.
It's okay. That was my first thing. I love how quickly she makes people fall in love with her.
Yeah.
Like it does not take her any time at all to convince these people to do what she wants them to do.
And you know what's so funny is a lot of times they call her not Tina.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like she's the complete opposite.
Yeah, I know.
Instead of Naomi. That's not Tina. No. Hey, not Tina.
She doesn't think it's funny.
No. Just a second, sorry. Oh, okay, but then the bearded man comes in ready for a fight.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where she reminds me of you.
Well, that's crap.
She's like, he's hot, but hot as hell would be a better way to describe him. She says he's tall enough that she'd have to stand on tiptoes to kiss him. Dirty blonde hair, low cut on the side and sweat back on the top, a beard. She's never kissed a guy with a beard and had a sudden urge to. But he came in yelling and he's like, what did I tell you? You're not supposed to be in here. And all she could think is, I'd still like to see him naked.
Okay, well.
Yeah. He calls her trash at one point. And then so she starts yelling at him, calling him Viking.
I love that her breaking point wasn't him screaming
exactly
at her.
That's what I thought too.
And she was like, excuse me.
And then she started taking this seriously. Yeah.
I know for a fact you did not just call me trash.
Yeah, I know. That's what I thought too. That's so Katie. Just be like going with it. And then all of a sudden, what?
Clutched my pearls.
Too far.
Yeah. Pump the brakes, sir.
Eventually, the guy behind the counter starts yelling at Knox. This is not Tina.
Well, and he's even to say, like, oh, you think you can cut and dye your hair and we wouldn't know it was you.
Yeah.
And she is a little offended at this point, too, that, like, clearly she's healthier looking than Tina.
Yeah.
And so she's like,
better put together.
Yes.
Yeah. And they all eventually realize, yeah, it's her. But this is like a theme throughout the whole book, is everyone thinking it's Tina at first, and then it's not. But it's like, really could be a big issue, because Tina's done some real things.
Yes, Tina's a real piece of work.
So her and Knox talk a little bit while she's drinking her coffee. She finally gets her coffee, so she calms down. He's still mad. But they go outside. And she realizes her car's missing. And she's her makeup smeared, and she's got a bunch of little daisies in her hair. And so he's looking at her thinking, I'm going to have to help her.
Yeah.
And he starts calling her Daisy, which I think is so cute.
I liked it too. But then Daisy turns into Daisy.
Yeah.
It is cute.
And he's thinking, she must be a romantic. Only a romantic wears flowers on her hair. And he doesn't like that. He's like, because romantics get attached. So he takes her to the police station to see if her car was towed or whatever. And she notices his name's on the building. And she, like, asks him, and he's like, yep. And she's thinking, how many Knoxes could there be in this town?
I love that she's like, maybe they tell a lot of Knox jokes. And then she, like, chuckles to herself. I thought that was funny.
If they made this into a movie, it would be hard because the stuff she's thinking makes it so funny.
Oh, yeah, I know.
That's what makes it the best.
Okay, so speaking of Knox joke, like a wordplay. On Valentine's Day, I surprised Royce with, like, a little card and, like a bag of beef jerky. It was nothing. Yeah. And I was like, hey, I got a surprise for you on the counter when you get home. And he meant to say, that's not what we agreed upon, but it came back, it's not what we agreed, a spoon. And I lost it. And I texted him back, be knives to me. I did something good for you. And I don't forking care what you say. And I died laughing. He didn't get it. That's
Oh my gosh.
I thought that was so funny.
And that fits with Valentine's Day because everything's like that.
Well, and then when she said Knox joke, I was like, I get it.
Yeah. This is you. It's like knowing the situation could be serious, but just being like, oh, Jesus.
You can't laugh your dad.
Yeah. She reminded me of you a lot. It was funny. Well,
they're hopefully not throughout the whole book.
Why?
I don't know.
Nothing ever happens where you don't like her, okay? I'm sorry that a likable character reminds me of you.
I'm not a romantic.
Mm. Yeah. Okay. Okay, so then when they get inside and talk to the officer, he says, no, nothing was towed today. And then they all are like, well, did Tina know where you were going to be?
Yeah.
And she's like, well, yeah, we were supposed to meet there. She called me saying she had an emergency, and I came immediately, and she told me to meet her at this cafe. And they're all looking at her like, okay.
See, that's where I'm not like
her. Yeah.
Because I would not get suckered.
And she's like, damn it.
Yeah.
Tina took the car.
Not going to sucker me twice.
So then he's like, fuck, now I got to take her somewhere else. So he takes her to the hotel she checked into. Because he said she looks like she's about to cry and he hates when people cry. And he was like, stop crying. Don't cry. She's like, I'm not crying, Dad. And then they get there and her hotel door room is open. And so he goes in first, but she's, like, trying to block him the whole time.
There's something in the corner. Yeah.
Her stuff's everywhere, and there's a little girl sitting on the bed watching TV. And she's like, well, here's the culprit. Just sitting here.
And she's just, like, so, like, well, you're supposed to run after you commit the crime.
And so Knox is like, hey, Way. And she's like, hey, Knox. And she goes, who's your friend? And Knox says, this is your Aunt Naomi.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't know she had a niece. And Naomi starts freaking out a bit. And she's like yelling or throwing things, moving all around, trying to hide her wedding dress in the corner. And sucker is written on the mirror in her favorite lipstick. So her mom...
Left
her there, took her stuff, took her money, and left her with her kid.
And, like, no explanation, like, no, I'll be back, nothing, no. Just gone.
And Naomi didn't even know Waylay existed.
And Waylay doesn't realize that she's been abandoned.
Yeah, she's like, she'll be back.
Right, but she doesn't, like, she's not really, like, registering it at this point, you know? Or doesn't seem bothered by it.
So she goes outside, Naomi finally goes outside, and she screams into a pillow. And then she prep talks herself and is like, okay, I can do this. We can do this. And Knox is like, oh, God, what are you doing? And she's like, how old is she? She's 11. I don't know why this bothers me. I kind of wish she was younger.
Well, they made it seem like she was a little young. Like, the way she acted and the way she talked. Yeah.
Because, like, I think even if you're not close to your family or you don't talk to your family, it'd be hard to hide a kid for 11, 12 years.
Yeah.
I think maybe more like 8 would have been better.
Mm-hmm.
More believable to me. Than anyway, 11. That's not important. But.
Well, she's real tiny, they said. Like, yeah. She's a little small kid.
And it would have been a little more. I mean, it was fun, but yeah. It would have been fun to have a little younger to start out.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah. Her parents just left. She starts thinking, oh my gosh, my parents don't even know they have a granddaughter. And she's like, but they just left. I convinced them I was okay.
Mm-hmm.
And they just left for this 3-week Mediterranean trip. And I don't want them to cancel it. Anyway, so she tells Knox not to call the police. She doesn't want to get Tina in trouble. And she feels like that's too final, which is probably why Tina gets away with so much, because mm-hmm. nobody holds her accountable.
That's not, the whole book, uh-huh. I thought that. The whole book.
Yeah.
Quit asking about Tina. Quit worrying about Tina. Fuck Tina.
Yeah, can Tina doesn't care about you.
No,
yeah.
Let's be done with Tina.
Or her daughter, or anything, really.
Well, let's keep Wele and, like, get rid of Tina.
Yeah. But Knox did call the police, and Nash showed up. And she's like, damn, Knockmore makes some... breed some good looking or something.
Uh-huh.
And he's tall, broad shoulders, blonde, and she says beautiful eyes. She said she was mid panic attack, but loved the way he said her name. Nash was the chief and asked Naomi to come to the parking lot for questioning. And Knox followed, and she's like, excuse me, you're not needed for this part. And he just is like, I don't give a fuck. And he follows. And Naomi's like, I'm sorry. He's been like this all day. And Nash said, honey, he's been like this his whole life.
I love that everyone calls her honey. This and, whole book. Everybody.
And she's like, your brothers. Yeah. Like, it hit her. Like, in a second. And Knox said, no shit. As if she would know this for some reason. Such a small town.
Did you like Knox reading this? Me too. Me too.
Okay, not just Knox. Other than Tina, every character.
Yes, I loved everybody.
There are so many characters in this book, and they're all so good and so individual. Like, it's insane.
This was really good.
Yeah. Anyway, they decide that Naomi can be the temporary guardian, and she's like, I can just take a child, huh? And he's like, yes, you can. Just take a child. You seem like a normal human being. You can take her. She's your family.
You're next in line anyway.
Yeah.
If you don't take her, she'll go to foster care.
I know. She worried about that way too much, I thought. I was like, hun, they're not giving her back to Tina.
Yeah.
Okay?
Tina's a trash person.
Yeah. And so...
Sorry for all you Tinas out there.
Yeah. This Tina's for sure trash.
This Tina's not good.
And so Knox takes them to the trailer that they've been staying at. And Naomi thinks they're going to stay there. Well, they get there and it's just a mess.
I imagined it being like when you watch those like police, like mm-hmm. cops, and how you're like, man, oh, that's awful.
Well, I think they were like... It was locked.
And they have an eviction notice on the window. Yeah.
And so, but then they're like, well, we at least got to, you know, get in to get Waylay's stuff. And she thinks, I can make this better.
Mm-hmm.
And then Knox is like, come on. He gets pissed. He's like, you're coming with me. You're not staying here. Waylay, get your shit and let's go.
But also what I loved about this too is like clearly Waylay and Knox have had something in the past.
Yeah.
Where the town just kind of maybe takes care of Waylay because Waylay's like, all right.
Yeah. She's like, okay, Knox. Yeah. And like, what's up? And they have like little conversations without Naomi. And Naomi's like, what is happening?
I think like the town kind of smooshed Waylay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. There were a couple people throughout the book that were shitty to her because of her mom, but I guess that's how small towns would be.
Okay,
at
but
times.
Also.
Yeah. But he just brings them. He doesn't even tell them where they're going. He brings them to a little cabin on a piece of land that his family owns. And his cabin's next door. They can, and she keeps saying, you know, like, what's the plan? Who do I need to pay rent to? Mm-hmm. I don't really have any right now, but. I can, and he's like, we'll have dinner with her tomorrow.
Right.
Y'all just relax. And so they have dinner the next night, and it's at Liza's house.
Liza J.
Yeah, and she owns the ranch, And her house used to be, like, the retreat part. Mm-hmm. I guess, like, the main cabin. And she's Nash and Knox's grandma. And they all have dinner. And the boys fight all night. And there's dogs everywhere. Everyone brings their dogs. Lisa tells her that she can stay there. She doesn't really have to pay rent. She can just help out. And mm-hmm. she has somebody that will contact her with a job.
Right.
And I freaking love it. It's the cutest setup ever.
It is cute. And then they have all these dogs that are everywhere. Waylon is like this basset hound that belongs to Knox, but really
yes.
he ends up loving Waylon the best. And so then him and Waylon become buddies. Mm. It all is really, really nice.
Oh my gosh, it's so cute. What a fun setup to be like, here's a cute cabin and you can just
even your niece can live here for free.
Yeah, and we're all fun and sweet and
a family.
Fight a little, but it's cute, and we're really
and
attractive.
Everyone is so pretty.
I'm like, why? I was like, I don't ever want to leave this world.
No, it was really, really nice. Well, lucky for you, there's two more books.
I know. I'm so excited. That's why I didn't start the other one, because I was like, I'd get too confused on what I was talking about. But there's two more.
Well, because so,
I didn't know that.
I don't think one of them's out yet. So there's three guys in the story. There's
Lucy?
Knox. There's I think Nash is second, and then Lucy. I want Lucy's story so bad. Lucy is a guy. His name is really Lucian.
Yeah.
But I want his story so bad.
He's their friend that grew up with them.
Is that as far as you got in notes?
In notes, yes.
Okay. So let me take over.
Yeah. So we can go back and forth, okay?
So they live in this cabin. Throughout this whole thing, she's starting to get guardianship of Waylon. You know,
she's trying.
Yes, and she's doing all these things. She's signing up for soccer. She's got her school back to school clothes shopping. Knox ends up taking Waylon school clothes shopping with Naomi and will not let Naomi pay for anything or anything like that. He kind of just like steps in and starts taking care of them. Well, she gets this job at a bar called Honky Tonk.
That's the job that was set up for her.
Yes, and she's going to be the waitress. Come to find out, Knox owns Honky Tonk.
Yeah.
He also owns this barber shop next door called Whiskey Clippers.
And there's apartments above it.
Apartments. So he won the lottery a couple years ago. He won $11 million. And instead of just blowing it, invested that $11 million and now has even more than the $11 million.
But that's also why the police station is named after him.
Well, we end up knowing that like him and his brother don't get along. And it's because he wanted to, like, take care of his brother, but his brother wanted to kind of do his own thing. And we're going to leave that kind of alone, because I think that goes into Nash's book.
Yeah, that would be good to leave Nash in that.
But
they're
like,
fun,
through this whole thing, like, Nash has kind of got a thing for Naomi, too. And there's this one part where Knox knew that Nash was going to come try to talk to Naomi and sits his chair in the middle of the dirt road. So Nash can't get past him. And Nash gets out and he was like, well, we're going to have to do this. And Nash starts undoing his jacket and whatnot. They, no fucking lie, stand in the middle of the street and just beat
they're
the
in their
shit
40s.
Out of each other. Yes.
And then the girls find them.
Yeah, and Waylay's like, you got him in a headlock.
And then she tells Liza and Liza's like, well, who won?
Yeah.
The grandma.
Yeah. It's just so cute. Well, Knox is starting to like fall for Naomi. Naomi
was
is starting
it not
to fall
so
for him.
So funny when he got mad at her for wearing the denim skirt
yes.
and the shirt at his bar.
Yeah.
She's like, this is y'all's uniform. He's like, why are you dressed like that?
Yeah.
And she's like, this is what they told me to wear.
Well, he lets her stay. He also has only hired women at this bar, and he has this thing called Code Red where they've all synced up, and so he brings brownies and treats and doesn't come to the bar for that week because they've all synced, and when he comes in, they're all yell, boo, and kick him back out.
The whole town's involvement in their relationship is hilarious.
So Naomi and Knox end up getting together, obviously. They just can't.
But they say they're pretending.
Yes, they say they're pretending because Naomi's parents come back into town and she's trying to get guardianship. the first night that her and Knox sleep together, she wakes up in the morning and goes downstairs and her parents are there. Their clothes are all over the floor. And she's like going behind them, like shoving them underneath the in the dishwasher and all this jazz. It's too cute.
So Knox comes down. Does he come down naked or in his
underwear?
I think
he's in his undies.
And his and her mom is like...
That was one of my notes that I have. The mom is like, hello. Like... And, like, every time he turns around, she looks at Naomi and, like, gives her a thumbs up.
And the dad is, like, red and won't look up. He's pissed.
And she's like, you are cute. Hello. And a gentleman. Like, she keeps, like, leaning into it. They get into an argument at the bar one time. And Knox flips Naomi over his shoulder. The mom texts Naomi fire emojis. I love that. I love that so much.
Everyone in the town, when that they would get in a fight or anything, would all start texting each other about what happened at the bar.
And they're on her side. They're completely on her side. They think Knox is an idiot. Don't you dare hurt her. We love her. Well, as all this is going on, Naomi is kind of falling in love with Waylay too. Like, her and Waylay have got something.
She fell in love with her quick.
Yes.
But that's an aunt thing, isn't it?
I also, there's this one part that made me, this is the part that made me like kind of like choke. They're at a soccer game, and Waylay's doing it. Waylay's doing the damn thing, and she's going to make a goal. But she doesn't. A girl kicks her, and Waylay starts cussing out the ref. Knox pulls Waylay aside and is like, you can't cuss here. You're going to want to cuss, but you can't, because they're going to punish you every time. The only time you're allowed to cuss is when we watch football. And she was like, so what do I do? And he's like, you bury it and you make that goal and you show them in another way. And she's like, but I can get it out on football nights. And he's like, when we watch football, Waylay, you can cuss as much as you fucking want to. And Naomi is like, well, we'll talk about that. And Knox is like, don't listen to her. You can fucking cuss at football, but you can't fucking do it here. Do you got it? And she's like, okay. And he's like, now you go out and you make that goal and you show that son of a bitch who's boss. And she's like, okay. Well, when she goes out there, she makes the goal. And instead of like running to her team, she looks at her aunt Naomi and they like run to each other.
Oh my God, I know.
And she picks her up and Waylay whispers in her aunt Naomi's ear, this is the best day of my life.
Yeah.
And it's something so, like, kids should have those experiences, and Waylay has not.
And you know what? Their friends are there.
Yes.
Their family is there. Yeah. Like, so many people love Waylay so quickly, and Tina was holding her back from that. And
exactly.
It's so shitty, because Waylay is so loved so, like, instantly.
Yes.
And they're all there, and they're all cheering for her, and Tina didn't let her have that. And
no.
It's so fucking shitty to do as a parent.
So, Tina, we learn, is, like, an addict, and she is just... all about her, like whatever is best for her. Waylay's holding her back in life. She's just a piece of shit. Like, let's be honest, she's a piece of shit. Well, she's also like looking for something throughout this whole book, and she's like breaking into things dressed as Naomi, but we don't know what she's really looking for.
And the cops know it's not Naomi. They can just tell.
But they have to tell her it's
they're
happening.
They're telling Naomi, like, your sister's up to something.
Yeah, and we just don't know what. Well, Naomi's apartment, or like her little cabin, gets broken into. So Knox is like, well, you obviously have to stay with us for a little while. Waylay is starting to like get friends, and she's having sleepovers and slumber parties, and life is going really, really good for them. We find out one day while Naomi is working at the bar that her ex-fiance showed up, and Naomi ran out on her wedding day. Her ex-fiance shows up, and apparently he was really abusive. It started off slow, but he got handsy.
Yeah, he was starting to
get
worse.
He smacked her on, like, the rehearsal dinner day.
Mm-hmm.
And told
her this was her.
Yeah, her fault. And he needs her to come back because she's taught him a lesson. He misses how she does his laundry.
Yeah, I know.
That's legit what he says. I miss how you do the laundry. Come back.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, no. And she's in this thing. Well, Knox comes and finds him, like, pinning Naomi down. And Knox beats the shit out of him.
But then Lucien says, let him hit you first.
Yeah, because Lucien's...
They know. You can't get in trouble if he hits first.
Yes.
So they said, give him the first hit.
Lucien's going to be my man.
And then Lucien takes him away, and we're all like, well, where'd he go? Lucien, don't say.
Well, and Lucien's like, you'll find him, or you won't. I don't know. I love him.
Later in the book, Knox says something about Lucien, and he's like, that's a scary motherfucker.
I love him. I loved him so much. Even the parts in this book where he's just, like, so calm, and he even tells, like, at some point, Knox breaks up with Naomi because he's getting too attached. He's lost, and the town hates him. Even Lucien's like, you're a real idiot, you know? But he starts, Knox gets angry and starts yelling at everyone. Well, Naomi's friend Sloane steps in front of her. Like, no, you're not going to talk to her like that. And Knox says something to her. And Sloane is Lucien's woman. And Lucien, like, grabs him by the neck and is like, not that one.
No, the fun thing about it is we don't know between Lucien and Sloane.
Oh, that's her. You know, but for damn sure.
What is it, though?
We'll find out. Because
she's fucking pissed at him.
I know, but we'll
find out. So that's the fun part is, like, what is their deal?
She's not having it.
They're just looking at each other with, like, daggers all the time.
No, she's looking at him with daggers, and he's looking at her like, I don't care that you have daggers in my ear. And
it's fun. Love it. Yeah, I'm like, I can't wait for that. I'm so glad that's going
to
be a book.
Enemies to lovers. Sign me up. Yeah. That's my shit. This is a grumpy sunshine. Well, anyways, so as life goes on, Knox regrets breaking up with Naomi, and he loves Waylay too. You know, like, when he's doing it, he's like, he's lost both of them.
Yeah. Well, and Waylay said to him, why weren't we good enough?
I know. And I think that he's like, Waylay, that's not true. And she's like, it was true because you didn't stay.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, you're too good for me. And she's like, oh, I know that now. Oh, my God.
Yeah, but she's like, me and Aunt Naomi are never good enough for people to stay.
I know.
Oh, my God. That's not true.
No. You're the best of us, Waylay.
Oh, that's so sad.
Well, Tina shows back up and convinces Naomi that Waylay's hurt. And so Naomi gets in the car with her. They end up at this, like, abandoned warehouse type thing.
Yeah.
And she... when they go in there, there's this man, and Waylay is tied up and duct taped. And
it breaks your heart then, too.
Yes.
You're like, please don't let anything happen to her.
And Tina is like, why is my kid tied up? But also, like, why was your kid here in the first fucking place, Tina?
Yeah. I mean, like, what is he? He's like a gangster or something. Yes. Like, really, like they're known for being so reasonable.
And, so. Naomi ends up being able to, like, defuse the situation. Her and Tina decide that since they're twins, they're going to switch spots, but the guy figures it out.
It doesn't go well at
no.
all.
No. She's a bad actress. And,
and they're so stupid.
Yeah. They're, like, doing...
I'm so uppity.
Yeah, they're doing digs at each other. But Knox finds them. And when he walks in, the guy is strangling Naomi.
Lucien finds them. And that's why Knox is like, that's a scary motherfucker. Because he figured this out before the cops even did.
Yeah.
How does he know this?
But Knox is the one that, like, barges in and, like, tackles the guy and, like...
But Naomi got a few kicks on
so
the guy.
So, prior to this, whenever her fiancé had her in, like, the corner of the bar, Knox tells her... knee, groin, headbutt, or something like
that. Yeah, then the nose.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so she repeats that to herself over and over and over again, and she remembers it, and she tells him, like, she, like, comes to before she blacks out again, and she's like, I did this, and he's like, good job. And then she passes out. Well, he has decided that he real fucked up royally and cannot live without her and Waylay. So he tells her, you're going to get better, and then we're going to get married. We're going to adopt Waylay, and we're going to live our lives.
Yeah.
And she's like, no. And he's like, yes, you don't get to say.
Yeah, she's like, that's not what you wanted. And he's like, that's what I freaking want. And that's what's happening.
And that's what happens. And it's just so perfect. And then at the end, they're having a birthday party for Waylay, and it's everything she wanted. Like, if she wanted a bounce house, he got her too.
Well, and her parents are there now, and then her best friend, and everybody is, like, there. For Waylay and her. And it's, like, just the perfect little life.
It was perfect.
But not, like, cheesy. Like, this was so believable.
It was really good. Oh, was it? I'm just joking.
I don't know.
Not a cyclops in this book.
Not a vampire for miles.
I'm just kidding.
What are you talking about? No magic birth control?
A Pegasus litter? Nothing.
God.
There is a man walking by your window and he's in like a tan shirt. I thought it was a shirtless man.
Could be.
I was like, he's shirtless but has a neon hat on. What a life. Anyways, go on.
Anyway, I think that this book was, I guess, a rom-com.
I thought it was just rom-com.
Said a rom, like a novel. I mean, it had a lot of story to it.
Well, they could still be novels, but it was definitely a rom-com.
It was longer than a lot of rom-coms.
Yes, it was a long book, but it was an easy read.
Yeah, because you wanted to stay there forever.
You did want to.
And I can't wait to read the second one.
Oh, so are we reading the second one?
I'm reading it tonight.
Oh my gosh, you already have it. We didn't even discuss it.
I downloaded it, and then I was like, I gotta wait, because I'll get so confused on where
we
I'm at.
We didn't even discuss it.
Well, I'm reading it. Whatever.
She has a lot, apparently, actually. She has a lot of books.
Is it a lot of rom-coms?
It looks like it. So, this book got a 4.3 out of 5 on Goodreads,
no!
a 4.6 out of Target, and a 4.8 at Books A Million. What are you giving it?
4.8.
I'm giving it a 5.
Yeah, I can't quite get to 5 because I had to set it down with the nervousness, but I guess just
well, that's just you.
And then, also, there were a couple of parts where... almost cheesy with, like, the love from the friends.
No, I love that.
I thought it was a little much at times, but not horrible. There's a lot of characters, too.
You didn't give my book a 5. I reminded her...
Oh, yeah.
...of me so much.
So
you didn't even give me a 5. I'm just joking. I don't see the resemblance, personally.
I do, and she is hilarious. Like,
I see that one. That one
tracks. Oh, my gosh. She is so funny in this book. Their back and forth is so cute. The back and forth from the friends. The back and forth between the brothers is adorable. Oh my god. And way more happens than we even told.
Yes, we left a lot out, but it's so good. But it's also one of those really simple books where you're like,
And you can't tell every
fun part. No, because then it would ruin it.
The fun, like the jealousy at the bar and stuff is so funny.
It is. And it's fun. Yeah. And she's even kind of jealous.
Her jobs are fun. She's part-time there, part-time at the library. Yeah. I mean, like, oh my god, what a life.
There was this one part that got to me, though, and it kind of... hit me personally because Royce and I just had this conversation. So before we lived in the house we had now, I told Royce we should buy land. And he was like, it's too far from my job. So we decided on the house that we have now, which is an acre and a half, which is good. But I said, once we're there, we're there. We're not moving ever again. Well, now that we're there, he wants land.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, sorry. This is where we've settled. But in this book... Liza J is trying to hand Naomi the big house and she's going to go to the cabin.
Mm-hmm.
And she tells Naomi, like, this house was meant for a big family and for generations to be here and their lives to be all tangled and intertwined on top of each other and dogs and
cookouts.
Yes. And she was like, and it doesn't have that with me in here. Like, it's time for you. And that part got to me so badly.
You know why? Because that's just a happy life. Family.
But that's what I wanted.
And,
that's exactly what I wanted. And you know, unfortunately, well, not unfortunately, we're very lucky with the two we had. But in my fantasy, it was 4 on a big piece of land in this house, and our lives were intertwined and on top of each other. And I didn't get it. And so her telling this girl, this is what I want you to have, got to me. I was also on my period, but it got to me.
Those hormones, too.
Oh, man. But, like, if you have that option, do it.
Yeah.
Do it. Take it.
Well, the part I almost cried at was... No, I didn't almost cry, but it did break my heart when they broke up. Because there was something about them that was, like, that was real.
Mm-hmm.
And he was trying to convince himself it wasn't.
And how often does that happen? Probably a lot.
He really screwed it up. Yeah. The way he was talking and stuff is like, you can see a man doing that easily. Yeah.
Nope. The part that got me was when Liza J was telling her about what this house was built for.
But Liza J only had 2 boys, Katie. And now it's full of people. Y'all could still have a house full of people.
No, but I think that they had issues too. And then, you know,
the ending.
Yeah.
I know.
So... to me, it was just like one of those things where I was like, oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Got to me. That part made me cry. Well, no, I didn't cry, but I was like, frog in my throat.
Yeah.
But I still give the book 5 stars because it was really, really good. Yeah. Everything about it.
It's one of my favorites.
I flew through this book.
When I was going back over it for notes, I was like just reading it.
I do that a lot too. I do that a lot too. I'm not necessarily super excited about Nash's book because Nash didn't do it for me in this
I think it could story. Be fun. When you get more personal with but the people.
But we'll see. But I am very excited but about Lucien. Knox
was our type of guy, yeah.
Well, I think Lucien's going to be it.
Yeah. I think it's I mean, best for last.
Well, she's a librarian, and, like, I think that's dream job.
And there's a history.
There's a history.
I want to know, yeah.
He's fine as shit with his suits and his just, like...
secretiveness.
Scariness. I'm into it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. And this book had some spice in it. Like, they didn't, like, glaze over. No. It didn't, like... Because, like, in a lot of romances, they'll, like, fade to black, and you know something happened, but it doesn't go into detail.
Well, there's, like, one time that they'll describe things, and then every other time, yeah, it fades. But
this one did not. So, like, if you're like, well, I like it a little smuttier. Or if you're not sure. Like, if you want there to be more than a normal romance, but you don't necessarily want smut, I think this is a good one.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Because it's, like, what's the difference?
And it is a relationship.
And it's...
You know, they love each other.
Other things are happening, too. It's not... Like, there are smut books where all they're doing is having sex.
I guess that's true, because it makes sense on when those things are happening.
Yes.
Because they've got a life going on around it. Yeah.
I thought it was really good. 5 stars. Nothing wrong with it.
4.8.
4.8 for Sarah.
Almost 5.
Was it just the first interaction that reminded
you? That part for sure. Yeah. For
Excuse me.
Where you're just going with it. Just going with him yelling at you like, yeah, okay, sir. You know, I'm trying to get my coffee here, but that's whatever. And then something about trash. She wasn't even hardly listening. How dare you, Viking? That's what you care about now. This random giant man is yelling at you.
Well, I mean, I do find myself in positions where giant men are yelling at me a lot.
Did you find yourself in some weird position? That's true.
I disagree. Name one time.
I just feel like there's so many interactions with people out in life that I don't have. I avoid people at all costs.
I also avoid people, but
no,
they come to me.
Every single one of your neighbors talks to you. None of mine talk to me.
Well, you don't... It's not quite the same vibe.
I nod and run. That's what...
Not the same vibe. Not the same vibe. But...
Don't look too friendly, because then they'll stop.
No, I like my neighbors.
See? Different.
Yeah, but... But that's not a weird interaction.
Yeah, that's weird.
Hardly ever is there weirdness.
Okay.
I can't think of one time where it was weird.
Didn't one lady stop and yell at y'all for not defending her on Facebook?
Yeah, that is that's weird. That's a weird one.
Yeah. That doesn't ever happen to me. That's not going to happen.
That did happen that one time. But I mean, like, out in the wild.
Out in the wild. Okay. Emma, what was that guy's name in our Uber driver?
Leland.
Leland? Oh, Leland. That's never happened to me and Emma.
What?
Getting to our Uber. Leland, tell me your secrets. First thing.
But what did he do?
First thing he does, no question at all, my friends are trash.
Told me his secrets.
That has never in mine and Emma's life ever
Well,
happened.
I'm sorry that you can't convince the people around you to do stuff. That sounds like it's a personal problem.
I don't want to know their secrets, but that was really funny.
That he just did it?
Yeah.
Or, yeah. Well,
he was ready to tell you. He was waiting all night for someone to ask.
Got away about me. What can I say? Just kidding. There's
and then,
a lot.
And then you were like, they aren't, Leland. They are. You deserve better.
He did. He was a peach. He did deserve better. Treating him like trash.
Yeah. Poor Leland.
I know. We should go back and visit him. That was in New Orleans.
Yeah.
New Orleans.
New Orleans.
That was fun.
You know that's been like 6 years? Five years?
No, it has not. Because 2018.
Ruby
was born.
2018.
And she's 5. Okay, so like when are we going back?
How old are we getting?
I'm about to turn 30.
Emma's about to turn 30. You're already 30.
No.
I'm about to turn 30.
She's about to be 30.
In April.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
What does that make me? 33.
Yeah, I'm be 32.
33 doesn't bother me.
I would I'd rather be 32. What the hell's 31? Nothing. Might as well get into your 30s now. I'm already
here. Fine with being in my 30s, personally.
You know what it is, though? Like, okay, your body can do stuff. You could. I did move those cinder blocks. But then the next day, my back wouldn't move. So, like, what's that?
Well, that's another thing about this book is they weren't young. They were all in their 30s and 40s, too, yeah, which made it more realistic. And they
acted it, too. Yeah. Like, adults who've been through some stuff.
Yeah. What is that, Sarah, about your back locking up when you move cinder blocks?
Go move some cinder blocks. See how you feel tomorrow.
I had a broken back once. You know what caused it?
But that's the thing about 30. Nothing. Your 20s, if you can move it, you're fine. But 30s, maybe not. You might not be okay. That sucks. That's not helpful. How do you know?
I think you just risk it.
Well, I did. And it took me 2 days to be able to move again. And Jenny looked at me when we were at work and she's like, I'm not sure if my back hurts or just looking at you is making my back hurt.
Well, that's a beast.
I was like, it's probably just me.
Okay, well, we digress.
Anyway, yeah, we don't need to record all this.
It's been recording. All right, readers, that's our deep thoughts on things we wish we could have got over, or things we never got over. Shit, what was it?
Things we never got over. Lucy's score.
She was good. I'll read more of her books.
It's very believable-esque, a bunch of different characters.
Don't know if I'm going to start with Nash next, but I'll definitely read something of hers.
I'm reading Nash next.
Oh, I guess I'll read Nash next. Okay. All right, readers, see you next week.
Bye.
Bye. We try to do one thing.
Are you going to sit there the whole time? No.
You see how Emma's behaving?
Will you pause it?
We need that energy all around.